More trouble, it seems, at Wellington College. Earlier this week, a couple of boys made some horrific comments in a closed Facebook group. They said, if you don't take advantage of drunk girls, you're not a real Wellington College boy. Now more comments have been made in response to plans of a student protest against the rape culture. And the comments suggest that they will bring their cars and run over the protesters. Fiona McNamara is the General Manager of the Sexual Abuse Prevention Network. She met with the college headmaster and three other school leaders yesterday. Fiona, what were your impressions after meeting with the college? How are they responding to this?
I think the college is responding well to this. They certainly recognise that there is an issue and that what happened is absolutely not okay. And what they want to do is really focus on changing what it is that has sort of allowed those comments to happen. So we're going to be working with the school to bring in education for every year group in the school and make sure that all the students really understand why these kind of comments are not okay and the harm that they can do.
I understand the boys who made the initial comments were apologetic, but then we've had this escalation. So that seems to me like they haven't got their head around this at all.
Right. I haven't heard about the escalation. My understanding is that the boys are apologetic. I think really what's quite important with this kind of issue is that we don't sort of focus too much on two particular individuals, and that what we really look at is the society that they are a product of. In New Zealand, rape culture is a real issue, and that part of that rape culture is that people think it's okay to make these kind of comments. And so we really need to focus our energy on talking not just to these particular two boys, but to everyone who could be making these kind of comments, who maybe is making these kind of comments in other Facebook groups that we haven't seen, and make sure...
I was just going to say, well, what's influencing them to make these type of comments? Because I don't know, you know, a lot of young men, I don't know anyone who would make these type of comments. So what's in our society that's influenced these boys to make comments like this?
Yeah, sure. So certainly not everyone in our society makes these kind of comments, and a lot of people really do understand why they can be a problem. So when we talk about a rape culture, we're talking about a culture where from many different angles there are influences that lead to these kind of comments happening, and that those kind of comments are enabling other behaviours to happen and really serious forms of physical abuse to happen. So the kind of things that influence it are hearing these comments from other people, so that's why it's great that this was pulled up, that these people are being spoken to about it and that it's being addressed, because if these kind of comments are ignored, then that's when it seems like it's okay. So it's... this is not an isolated incident. These boys would have heard these kind of comments from other people, whether it's from their peers, whether it's from role models, these kind of things. We do hear them occasionally being said by prominent people. We hear appalling sort of comments being made. We also see this kind of thing a lot in film and TV, in music videos. There are all sorts of messages out there that objectify and sexualize women and lead to the degrading comments about women that were said, and comments and ideas and sort of images that really normalise sexual violence as well.
All right, Fiona McNamara, I appreciate your time. Sexual Abuse Prevention Network General Manager, thank you.